The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Wednesday morning, and welcome to another edition of Analyze This, Hump Day Edition, here on your NPR station in the US via WTJX FM 93.1 with yours truly, Neville James. It is a gorgeous day in paradise. Humidity ain't about nothing. Start feeling that breeze last night that, we were told about. I think it was Lee Ingalls. I think we spoke with Lee Ingalls on Monday. And she told us a cold front is in the region. And we will be feeling the effects of that. So last night I saw that. I was up on the internet surfing, like I normally do. You know, I'm kind of nocturnal like that. And I saw the breeze outside. I said, yeah, they're going to be cool. So, don't forget, tomorrow we're on location, right? OL2 up at Kramer's Park. I don't know, so God willing, we're gonna be on the eastern end of America, because Point Udall, which isn't far from Kramer's Park, is the easternmost point of Uncle Sam. So we're gonna be there. You know, people like to camp up there, so we're taking the show on the road. And Commissioner Calvert White is supposed to be there hanging out with me, co-hosting. We're talking about a number of different things. Also, having some, convos with folks who are up there. We went up there Monday, did some recon. Probably hit up there again today. You know, I want to thank VINGN for making the connectivity thing happen. And don't forget, for those who like to text me during the show, right? The number for tomorrow, right, will be 340-690-7299. Okay? That's the house, Sally. Okay? 340-690-7299. We text them, because unfortunately, T-Mobile ain't rocking up the way. And I've been down with Sprint and now T-Mobile. For over a couple of decades now. So, okay, looking forward to that. You know, great conversation yesterday with our delegate to Congress, Congresswoman Stacey Plaskett, and of course, Malik Siku. We had part two of via history discussion that we first, the first part, we had that on the 14th and continued it yesterday. That was a great discussion yesterday. I enjoyed doing that. Actually sent him a photo after the show, because yesterday was the anniversary, right? The 60th anniversary of a meeting, the first meeting ever of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. They were at the Senate because they were debating the Civil Rights Act. In the U.S. Senate, and Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Malcolm Little, affectionately known as Malcolm X, Malik, El Haj Malik El Shabazz, right? That was his Muslim name. And this is a nice picture, man. Seriously, two of them smiling, sharing a laugh. You know, Malcolm X was kind of tall. You know what I mean? So, nice photo yesterday. And that was cool. Also, I learned about William Davis. The 1759, I think that was a year. Malik Siku was telling me about his give me life or give me liberty. True act. We took his own life back in the day, and we learn about that as well. So let's see. Hold on. Make sure I get it. The year right. I know the date is December the 14th, which was one. I'll always remember that because that day is one day before my mom's birthday. You know what I'm saying? So looking forward to doing some more research on that as well. Today we're gonna have the summer bridge program at UVA. They're gonna be here on hour number one, and then Dr. Tariq McMillan gonna be joining us again for greater changes, talking about mental health in hour number two. So I want to welcome to the program Ms. Kiana Tong. Can I pronounce it?
Yes, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm well. And you're with the Summer Bridge Program at UVA?
Yes, correct.
Pull the microphone a little closer there.
Sure, no problem. Here you go.
We got a heavy voice on.
A heavy voice?
Yeah. Oh. Powerful radio voice. We get a voice from. You're supposed to say mommy and daddy. You know?
That too. I was going to say the Lord.
Him too. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Introduce yourself.
Absolutely. So first of all, thank you for having us. My name is Ms. Tong. I'm from the University of the Virgin Islands.
Then your name?
Kiana Tong.
That's your name.
From the University of the Virgin Islands. I'm the coordinator of the Summer Bridge Program. And I'm just here today to tell you guys a little bit about this extraordinary 5-week experience that we have for your freshly graduated high school senior students. So first of all, for those of you who are not familiar with Summer Bridge and what we'll be doing this year, we are taking St. Thomas and St. Croix participants alike over to the St. Thomas campus. We are paying all expenses. I'm saying all the time, we're paying all expenses. So
before you go there.
Yeah.
What's UVA?
The University of the Virgin Islands.
Yeah. And institution of higher learning and all that good stuff.
Yes, it's the only HBCU in the territory. Only HBCU in the Caribbean, actually.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there we go.
And the Summer Bridge Program, before you tell us where you're taking them, the Summer Bridge Program does what?
So the things that we focus on with the Summer Bridge Program are, one, giving you a college experience, so giving you an idea of what it's like to be a student who's living in the dorms, exploring a campus, creating community. And the second most important part of the Summer Bridge Program is preparing for the placement test. So for anybody who's listening, who's not familiar with what the placement test is, it is an entry test that you have to take irregardless of what institution or college you choose to go to. The point or purpose of the placement test is to see where you are in terms of reading, English, and mathematics. And what they do is, once you take the test based on your score, they know whether or not you're prepared to immediately be put into classes where you're gaining college credits, or if you need to be put in something that's called skills or remedial, which is fine. It just means that skills and remedial is meant to help you brush up on those areas, because any institution wants to make sure they put you somewhere where you're able to do well, right? They don't want to put you somewhere that's a little too hard for you. They want you to be able to thrive. So with skills, it prepares you and polishes those skills that you need in those areas, so that by the time you finish those, when you do go into collegiate level classes, you can excel and you're not struggling.
I want to. I like the Summer Bridge Program. I'm a proponent of it. This is Fleming, baby, right?
Yes, Dr. Fleming.
Dr. Fleming, baby, right? Okay, good. Okay. That part there, boy, that testing there, I never really been big on that there.
Really?
Let me ask this question. Before we get to Summer Bridge, because we got time, all right? The first math class at the college level is what? College algebra or college math?
I think it's algebra.
It's algebra, right?
Yeah.
So if I was in high school and I had calculus, where I go take a test for algebra? Just because the university say I need to take a test to find out where I had, when my transcript speaks for itself.
I respect that opinion. And, right, because it's not always about negating people's points. You add on perspective, of course, right?
Well, no, we're just having a conversation. I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm just asking a question.
Yeah. No. I'm making sure the audience knows.
Yeah.
So that's an excellent point. And what if you did take a high school level calculus class,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
That should mean that you should do well on the placement test.
Of course.
So what happens when you get this high school calculus class,
yeah,
but then when we give you an entry level college test, you can't pass it?
I had a bad day. It's not about can't pass. I had a bad day.
You had a bad day?
That'll happen. People are human.
That does happen.
Yeah, I've seen great athletes on a particular day look bad.
True.
I'm serious. I'm not trying to knock the university. Don't get me wrong. This is just for, you know, conversational purposes.
Absolutely.
You know, you put in the time because in most schools, most high schools, I don't think there's a four-year requirement for math. I think the four-year requirement is always English.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else is 3, maybe 2 years and all that stuff, right?
Yes.
I think this is how I believe it worked in high school. Algebra in 9th grade, geometry in 10th grade, I think it's trig in 11th grade, and then calculus,
mm-hmm,
in 12th grade, right? So when I got to college, way back in the day, and college algebra, right? So that was like a remedial class for me at that particular point, because we had already, you know, I had already did the geometry thing in 10th grade and the trig thing,
mm-hmm,
in 11th grade. So, you know, you have a bad day, man, and so and then you take that remedial class for a whole semester. Telling you, man.
True, but I do want to add in, because there's a couple other components.
I mean, you can make things up over time,
and I want to make sure that I'm not misrepresenting it, right? So yes, you have to take the placement test,
mm-hmm,
but there are ways that you can be exempt from the placement test. So for example, you take the SAT, ACT. If you meet the scores, the proper scores that are considered entry level,
mm-hmm,
for college,
you
skip the placement test altogether.
Well, then, you answered my question, so we're good.
Right?
We're
and then good. Two, let's say you, because we have a conscience here at UVA, right? I know every other place have a conscience, but I can't speak for their stipulations. I can only speak for UVA, right?
That's your difference.
So let's say you sit down, you take the SAT, ACT, you don't do well. That was one of your bad days, right? Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You get another opportunity. You take your placement test. You have another bad day. All right, fine. Depending on how you're performing when you start. So you'll start, let's say, with Mat 23 or 24. It depends. There's two levels.
Yeah.
So each area has two levels, your reading and your mathematics. For math, it'd be Mat 23, 24 at UVA. It'd be English 100 and 101,
mm-hmm,
at UVA. So depending on what area in particular you struggle with is which one you go to. So if some components you have, some components you don't, you might skip 23 and only have to do 24. Or English, you might skip 100, only have to do 101.
Okay.
But if you're performing well, you still have an opportunity to test out of that class.
Oh, there's a test out as well.
There's an opportunity to test out based on your performance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our goal is really to give as much opportunity as possible for the students who don't need it,
mm-hmm,
to get out of it or avoid it altogether. But we have it in place for those who do need it. Because some students do, you know.
Yeah.
Things do happen between that transition. Or they may have had a hard time at school where they may not have been able to grasp that information. It might have been a rough semester. But we want to ensure that the students who really do need that extra support, they get that support.
Basically, you know, you answered my question, because basically you're saying the goal, based on how you articulated, the goal is for the student to be as comfortable as possible.
Yes.
While, you know, matriculating at the University of the Virgin Islands.
That is 1,000% correct.
So I'm good. No, once that test out ability is available based on performance.
Yes.
Right? Then I'm good.
Yes. And the program, I also want to make clear, is it is primarily based on performance, right? So we are targeting students who may not quite have hit the mark on their SAT, ACT scores, because we know that the placement test is another opportunity for them to opt out of remedial. And we do want to ensure that we're able to step in and support, create that bridge, bridging that gap between the high school experience and the college experience, but also ensuring that they're academically prepared for that placement test that they are going to most likely have to take due to their performance on the placement test. And we also, when we can, try to create wiggle to where we're, you know, able to give that experience to students who may have done well on the placement test, but may want that social experience. They may want that integration process at the university as well. Mm-hmm.
And one more thing, this test is not unique to UVA.
No.
Universities all over the world.
Yes. Institutions go ahead. All over the world. You're going to be required. Again, if you don't score at a particular level on your ACT, SATs, they are going to require you to take the placement test. And your performance on that placement test will determine where you are put. And so our goal is, you know, making sure that you're prepared for that placement test. I also want to make sure that I'm clear, because we believe in autonomy. So, you know, and we want students to be able to make the conscious decision to come to UVA, right? We're welcoming you with open arms. But we do know that, one, some students aren't quite in that place where they know where they want to go yet. You know, it's not contingent. So you participating in the Summer Bridge program, although we are welcoming you and we'll be lucky and excited to have you at the institution, you are not automatically having to come to UVA because you participated. So if you're still a little shaky on where you want to go, if you're not clear as to whether or not you want to start right away, if you don't know what you want to do, you can still come to the program and still participate. And one of the things, you know, that is an additional perk, if you do want to come to UVA, or if you do end up deciding that you want to go to UVA, you start unsure and then you choose UVA throughout the experience, is we are registering you for classes early. And the reason that that is so valuable is because, unlike high school, it is first come, first serve. So imagine like this. Let's say you wanted to be a marine biology major and there are 80 other students on your campus who also want to be marine biologists, and you're all in your freshman year. That means that you're competing with 80 other people to get certain classes that you need in that particular semester. So it's first come, first serve. So for those of you who are participating, we register you before a lot of students. So the reason that that is so great is that you get an opportunity to select classes that are available at hours that work for all the things you want to accommodate. So, you know, if you're working and you have a job, if you have, you know, specific hours that you like to put aside for your mental health, if you're taking care of an elder parent, if you have children and other responsibilities, clubs, organizations, you're able to get that preferential space where you can, you know, set up your schedule in a way that honors and gives room for all the things that you want to accommodate in a day.
We're talking with Ms. Kiana Tong from University of Virgin Islands. The Summer Bridge Program is in effect this summer. We'll take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Bank of St. Croix has something for everyone. With two locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we are not afraid to stand up to the high and mighty like Jeff Bezos.
He had that big cowboy hat on. He looked like a shrink ray had hit Garth Brooks.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join me as we speak truth to power, at least until power agrees to buy us out, on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
He said that black smoke was constantly coming out of the burn pits 24/7. And my reaction to it was like, wow, that doesn't sound very safe. I wonder what that's about. And in my mind, I couldn't imagine at the time that type of system operating could potentially harm our service members.
Journalism that seeks and reveals. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
There are many complex issues that arise in our territory.
Comes with the Territory with Leslie Comision.
Join me, Leslie Comision, for a breakdown of political issues facing our territory, one conversation at a time. I'm here to be the voice you can rely on for information that is straightforward and comprehensive. Tune in to be a part of the discussion. It all comes with the Territory.
Comes with the Territory airs Sundays at 1 p.m. and re-airs at 7 p.m. on WTJX-TV, Channel 12.
Back here and analyze this, and Miss Kiana Tong is joining us on the Summer Bridge program. Dr. Maria Fleming, baby, she has a love affair with the summer program and educating young Virgin Islanders, exposing them to college life, dormitory life, all that good stuff that we wish would last forever when we don't pay any bills, you know, when moms and dads hooked us up. Good morning, Ms. Tong. Glad to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, you went into that Yankee twang there towards the last part of you. I liked it. You know what I'm saying? Sounded good. She laughed. You sounded good. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get you up at Madison Avenue. You know what I'm saying? With all the marketing folks, get you up there, get you in that room and closing the deals and all that stuff. I'm just saying,
oh, yeah. Hey, I'll take it.
Like, sounded good. Sounded good. So, 11th grader, doing well in school. They could sign up for the Summer Bridge program?
Not quite. Well, the following year, we hope to have them. This is targeted for freshly graduated seniors, high school seniors.
So this is dorm life before college life?
Yes. It's like a, imagine like this.
It's not an internship.
No, it's not an internship. But this is the best way I can put it, right? If one, you didn't know what college you wanted to go to. Two, you were considering going to UVI. Or three, you weren't clear if college was the route that you wanted to take at all, right? But you had an opportunity to test it out for 5 weeks in St. Thomas without having to pay any major expenses. Would you not take that opportunity anyways?
Well, that Yankee twang right there, I take it, man. You know what I'm saying? I take it.
Well, I would hope you guys would take it. And I want to be clear with you guys.
Give me the dates.
Everything that we are paying for the duration of June 10th to July 12th. Mm-hmm. So again, it's June 10th to July 12th. The deadline to apply is April 30th. I know that sounds like it's a long way away, but it's not. It's really right around the corner. And before we leave, I'm going to make sure that I tell you guys where to find the application. Mm-hmm. But I want to make sure for the parents who are listening that we are clear on everything that the program is covering. So first and foremost, if you are a St. Croix participant and your child is traveling over from St. Croix to St. Thomas, the program is covering travels to St. Thomas and from St. Thomas back to St. Croix when the program is over. So that is free. All of our participants, when we get to St. Thomas, we are covering your room and board. So while you are staying in the dorms, that cost is covered for the entire 5 weeks. What about meals? Your child is getting 3 square meals every single day, Monday through Friday, 2 on the weekends. The food is pretty good. The cafeteria staff is wonderful. And the students are being fed every single day. Then you have the placement exams at the end of the five-week experience that is also being paid by the university. So we're paying room and board, we're paying travel, and we're paying for the placement tests. I don't really know how else I could sell this to you guys. I'm not even selling it to you because you don't have to pay for it. It's a free experience. All you have to do is apply.
This square meal thing, right?
I've had it myself, so I'm not over-exaggerating.
No, but I just tease it.
I'm making sure.
I just like how we've grabbed these sayings from way back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Yo, why can't it be rectangular? You know what I'm saying?
Or triangle, star, whatever works for you.
Or circular. No, I'm just having fun with that. But basically what you're saying is everything is on UVA.
Yes, it is.
You know what I'm saying? And so what would the daily, a typical Summer Bridge daily routine be? To the best of your knowledge.
To the best of my knowledge. Okay, so on a typical day, so you're going to get up, you have your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
The classes that are being taught, again, they're focused on reading, writing, and mathematics. And they are taught by instructors who are actual instructors at the university. So I'm making sure I'm putting that out there as well. We don't have just regular volunteers who are teaching your children. We have real university faculty mm-hmm. who are teaching this content to your children. So you're getting up, you go into classes throughout the day. You have, of course, your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner. You have a little bit of study hall, which is an opportunity to work with your TAs or teacher assistants outside of class hours to ensure that whatever it is that was covered in the class, you have that extra support outside of class to be able to grasp the information. Then it might look like a little hangout. We might have a karaoke party, or we might open up I don't know what they call it in St. Thomas. I'm trying to remember what it is. Student activities. We might open up student activities.
Yeah.
So you might walk into student activities and see some students in the corner playing board games. You might see other students playing table tennis. You might see students listening to music in the corner, right? Mm-hmm. Because we also want it to be a balanced experience. Then the next day, we might have morning classes, particularly morning classes, but in the afternoon or in the evening, we're doing like clear bottom kayaking somewhere out in like Yacht Haven
mm-hmm.
to enjoy the scenery and learn a little bit about marine life. So it's a balanced experience. It's not just academics. We also want you to have fun. It's also about the social engagement piece. You know, it's also about learning how to coexist with other people. Because when you're in the dorms at any school, you're going to have a roommate. You're going to have suite mates. And what happens when you're not that familiar with those individuals, especially if you go out of state? You're not going to know anybody that you're living with, but you have to learn how to work with them. You have to learn how to build community with them. So you're going to get all of these aspects of college living from this five-week experience.
June 10th.
To July 12th.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And I did remember telling you guys that the deadline for apply is April 30th. So you can find the application at uvi.edu. If you go to uvi.edu and in the search bar that pops up, you type in Summer Bridge. More information about the program is going to be there. A link straight to the application is available as well. So you can sign up using that link. And there's some supporting documents. So there's a one-page essay on what it is that you expect to gain or what it is you're hoping to gain from your participation, as well as your transcript. And you have to be fully immunized. And that's not a special UVI requirement. All high school students in the territory have to be immunized. So this is nothing new or additional that we're requiring. So it's primarily your one-page essay and your transcript in addition to your application. And those things together count as a completed application.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Now, you mentioned student union building, they call it sub, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, well, when we were in school, they told me we used to use it as the Ratskeller, you know what I'm saying? Right? And you need that outlet, right, at a university where, you know, you can let your hair down, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are times when you're in college and you believe, well, you know what, it's all fun, we're just hanging out, you know, we go to classes during the day, and then we find something to do at night and all that stuff. But there's some deadlines that come with being a student.
Yes.
You know, and as a result of that, you need somewhere you can go where you can, you know, be yourself and not have to worry about, you know, the fact that tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I got a big exam, you know, stuff like that. So it's good to know. All the students, territory-wide, are going to be at the St. Thomas campus?
Yes.
Okay.
This year is going to be at the St. Thomas campus. We normally interchange
between
campuses.
A rotation, right?
Yes. So we're looking we're looking at having it on St. Croix next year.
Mm-hmm.
Crossing our fingers, everything goes well. Those are our plans. And I can't stress for parents enough. This one I'm speaking from personal experience because I'm a very proud alumna of UVA.
I was just going to ask you, you're a Buccaneer?
Yes, I am. Go Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so I don't just work there. I've been a student there. I've graduated from there. I'm a faculty there. So I'm a staff. Maybe that was me foreshadowing about being faculty. I'm a staff member there. So I'm speaking from experience when I say this. Yes, academics are absolutely, positively important. For sure. Non-negotiable. And I cannot stress to you how important it is to have a balanced university experience. The social aspect is something that a lot of the times we ignore and don't think is important, but it is, especially for students who are living on campus and for those students who may not have immediate family that are available. Everyone at the institution becomes their backbone. They become your community. That's your family. And you can't have family if you don't have relationship. So they have to be able to build that community and have a sense of relationship with the people that are on their campus. So those are their friends, their professors, advisors like myself, people who are working on the campus. Those become the people who they lean on, who they depend on for guidance, who they're looking out to, who keep them engaged. This is a very important and critical part of the college experience. And so this is what we're aiming to give them. So not just the academics, but that community building piece. And even for those who may not be coming to UVA, when you go abroad, that number count is so much larger. There are 3-4 times as many students in a classroom. Sometimes you have professors that don't even recognize you because they're working with so many people, and community becomes even more important. So knowing how to meet people, knowing how to introduce yourself, knowing how to fit in and find the places where you feel comfortable and where you finding those clubs and organizations that speak to you, where you're able to build that community, is infinitely important for being able to thrive. Because if you're at a university, you don't feel like you belong, you don't feel like you fit in, you're already not from there, it's going to be extremely hard, even for students who are great academically. There's nothing that will make you depressed faster than being stuck in your room because you can't float around because you don't feel like you belong anywhere. So this is a type of experience that we're trying to give our students over the 5 weeks, so that whether or not they come to UVA or they go somewhere else, they have these social skills, these time management skills to succeed.
What high school do you graduate from?
What high school? Ooh, okay, this one's a little bit dicey. So I did graduate in Vanguard High School in Ocala, Florida. However, I did start out at CHS. So go Caribs. I did start out at CHS. I do still consider myself very much a product of our public school system on St. Croix. So big ups to the public school system. Y'all did well.
No, because just now, I could have sworn that you were from the Bronx, you know?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, because you said important. I was like, wait, no? That's
I've been a little here, there, and everywhere, so forgive me.
No, I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? Da-da-da, da-da-da. Cool like that. Smooth
okay.
Like that. You know what I'm saying?
What? Big song, man.
No, that's a big tune. That's a big tune. Big tune from back in the day. No. it is important. Because as you mentioned, you see, back in the day, right, way back before, UVI was in vogue, right? A lot of people, back in the day, they went to UVI because they couldn't leave the territory. They may have had a family situation and they had to stay closer to home. It may have been affordable. You know what I'm saying? For all of us, when we were in high school, the goal was to graduate and get out of here. You know, whether it be go to a mainland institution, go to the armed forces, right? Or both, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's no longer the case. UVI, you know, literally, you know, holding its own, you know, in terms of how it's perceived. It was a perception thing back then. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That is, those days are over. UVI is very much in play for a majority of our graduates here. When I have a number of students, a team might come here or a group or whatever, at least 50% of all them, when they say, when I graduate from high school and I'm going to be going to UVI, which is beautiful. And additionally, UVI is attracting more out-of-territory students than it ever has before. You know, I was at a late 22 November. There was a summit for journalists. Michael Bell was and invited me to speak there. And I was speaking with a student from the Philippines. That was so impressive, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just... The evolution of UVI is so rewarding, you know, as a Virgin Islander. It makes you feel proud that we have this Institute of Higher Learning. And I know from an admission standpoint, it's been struggling since the hurricanes. Everybody knows that, right? Mm-hmm. And then it was a combination of hurricane and free tuition, right? So then now you're looking at an economic component there as well. But I'm glad that programs like the Summer Bridge Program, which is the modern day Upward Bound, for the most part.
Upward Bound.
We still do Upward Bound.
Yes.
No, so
Upward
that's separate
Bound
and apart.
Is separate and apart. Okay. It's alive and well. It is thriving.
Yeah.
Not the
same. Okay, so not the same. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about STEM?
There are still some STEM programs.
Yeah, because I know I'm saying that Uzi Richards, when we were back in the Senate in 2005, we had done a math, science, and.
Is it math behind the science?
It's a program that we had passed in 2005, or we had created or funded in 2005, specifically for certain subjects. So, you know, so we got multiple programs going on at UVI during the summer. Then.
We do. We have quite a few things that are happening. And at any point in time as well, my favorite thing to do is direct people to the university website. At any point in time, anyone's curious about the programs that we do offer for the summer, again, you go to uvi.edu, you go into search, you type in summer programs. There's an entire page dedicated to everything that UVI has to offer over the summer. It is quite a few things. You know, really quickly, because I'm glad that you mentioned that the university has been attracting quite a bit of attention from persons who are not from the territory. I do also want to express to those of you who are planning on applying for the Summer Bridge program, it is not exclusively open or available for only students in the territory. In history, we have had quite a few students who have participated who are from out of territory, and I highly anticipate that that will be the case again this year. Mm-hmm. So please do not drag your feet on applying.
And the deadline is April the 30th.
Yes.
The Tuesday of Carnival Week. We'll take a break. We got Ms. Kiana Tung from UVI here, marketing genius for the Summer Bridge Program. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday. In these divided times, what could be more important than a conversation? Conversation with someone we don't know, someone we think we know, someone with whom we disagree or think we do. Join us as we ask questions of politicians, ranchers, parents, athletes, activists, gardeners, writers, and lots more. Then listen along with you.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTGX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Music can be an incredibly personal experience. A song can inspire you, it can comfort you, it can make you feel understood, it can even take you back to a specific moment in your life. And it all begins with the artist. Join me, Raina Duras, as I get personal through in-depth interviews with your favorite musicians and find out where those songs come from on World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm Aisha Roscoe, host of Weekend Edition Sunday, where we're not just interested in what's going on in the world, but why it's happening and how. Details are important. So are different points of view. We're dedicated to bringing you the stories behind the big events and the small ones, too. Join us every Sunday morning for Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Weekend Edition, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Stay updated with news, alerts, and other valuable information with WTJX Newsfeed. Get the latest news stories that matter from veteran news journalist Tom Ader. Just download the WTJX app or online, WTJX.org. WTJX Newsfeed, your source for stories that matter. That matter. That matter. That matter.
And we're back here on Analyze This. We're talking about the Summer Bridge Program. Ms. Kiana Tung from the University of Virgin Islands is here doing her Madison Avenue thing here on Analyze This this morning. Sounding good. Tell me about a high school experience in Opa-locka.
Why are you sending me places?
People want to know
Opa-locka?
Where did you say you go to high school?
Ocala.
Oh, sorry. I made a mistake there.
He said Opa-locka with so much confidence.
Yeah, Opa-locka is, you know, I thought you said, you know, you've been in horse country. Yeah?
It was horse country.
That's what Ocala is. Yeah, I know about Ocala.
It really is.
Yeah.
For anybody who doesn't catch that reference.
Yeah.
Ocala is, it's North Florida.
Yeah. That's
it's chilly. It's kind of chilly. And if you look around, you're going to see horses everywhere.
Yeah, man. That's like Lexington, Kentucky. That's the part. That's their economy. That's what they do. They breed horses in Ocala.
Yeah, that's their thing.
You know what I'm saying? I try my best, you know, to always look at how a particular municipality, city, state, how they generate their revenue. And every jurisdiction has something about its personality, right? Ocala. I don't know why Opa-locka was in my head, but so what was that like? Is you're from here?
Yes.
And then you went away. That was a microcosm of what you were talking about for students who are now at a university and ain't got no family there and all that stuff. I'm not talking about your situation, but changing an environment, you know, requires you to make a mental transformation. What was that like?
It does. So yes, I am from here, born, bred, Fungi fed, Bopo. And I did graduate in Ocala, Florida. My high school experience was quite interesting because I actually went to three. Well, technically four if you count CHS. That's a whole other situation.
And you're not here for that today. Right?
No, not here for that. I give the disclaimer. Other situation.
We'll get you back to talk about.
But I gave that disclaimer to say that I know from experience adjusting to spaces that you're not familiar with, and just trying to understand the culture, why people operate the way that they do. You know, especially us and I don't even have much of an accent, and that's the funny part. I don't have much of an accent at all, but to them, they're like, what are you saying? Can you say that again? Repeat yourself. And I don't even feel like I have much of an accent, but they found it to be the most interesting thing. They always had me repeating something. So that was such an interesting experience because it's drastically different. Like you said, it's cold. I'm from here. I love the sun. I don't know if it's by choice or you know, by nature at this point, because we live here and it's sunny year round, but it's really chilly up there. So the temperatures was quite the adjustment, and they're very different. Even their schooling is really different. Everything about how they do their scheduling is is unique. So all of it required an adjustment for me. And it was really interesting. After I did acclimate, I was able to get ahead. And so like my last year, I only had, I think, one or two classes. So I was able to go home. Like I came, I did my morning class. Mm-hmm. I left for the rest of the day, came back at the end of the day to do my other class, and then went home.
That's crazy.
It was really a unique experience. I don't think I've experienced anything like it. And in terms of what it was like, so here I used to drive to school, even though everything was closer. But over there, even though the school was a bit further away than any other school that I've ever went to, here I rode the bike to school.
Yeah?
Yeah. I cycled to school in the cold. And it was so confusing because, you know, everybody, well, I don't know about you, but there's this thing about, you know, you see you making all them jokes. You almost make me say New York. There's this thing about Florida where they have the most iffy weather. So this is what a typical day of going to school in Ocala in specific would be like, right? Mm-hmm. So I would go put on like 60 layers of clothes because it wants to be like, I don't know, like.
This is January you're talking about.
Yeah, it would be like 20 or below 20, just freezing, right? Mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh my gosh. So I have on like the leggings, and then I have on the pants over the leggings. Mm-hmm. Then I have on the jeans over the leggings. Then I have on like four shirts, a jacket, mittens.
It felt like 20, but it wasn't 20.
It was ridiculous.
It felt like 20, but it wasn't
20. Okay, so maybe it wasn't 20, but it sure felt like it.
If you're coming from 80 and you go to 40, it feels like 20.
Okay, it felt like the negatives. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm over here shivering in 60 layers of clothes, riding my bike to school. I get to school. Okay, great. I get to first period. After I leave first period and I walk in outside for second period, it's like 110 degrees outside.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, what in the world? Before I know it, people are laughing because they see me. And by second period, they're like, did you change clothes? I'm like, no, I didn't change clothes. I took off 59 layers.
I, you know, when I went to University of Miami, because I transferred from a state university in New York, and that January of 86, and I forget it, we were literally bundling. Wanted to know, wait a minute, I thought we went to University of Miami. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then that was at night, middle of the week. And the next morning, 12 o'clock, 65, 70 degrees. I was like, yo, what's this all about? You know what I'm saying? So that's... You're not lying. You're telling the truth. And then you're up. And people be surprised how 150 miles, 200 miles north of Miami could be two different worlds.
It is.
And as relates to weather.
I've lived in both.
It's
dry. I was unprepared for Ocala. When I got there, I was like, why did no one tell me that? I mean, like the north part made such a drastic difference. I'm like, aren't we in the same state?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It feels like we're on the other side of the world.
Yeah, but it's a long state. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened. Okay, the program I was referencing from back in the day, I wonder if it's still there, the MESA. You still got a MESA program? You ever heard of that? The Math and Environmental Science Academy?
I am not the person to ask about that. I would hope.
Yeah.
I would hope that it's still around. I do not know. So again, I'm going to say that.
This is back from 2006, right? It said more than 100 people attended an orientation program for the 6-week Mathematics and Environmental Science Academy, MESA, on Sunday, June 25th. And it was saying at the complex. And it said the program kicked off on the 26th. And the MESA program serves secondary public school students and is broken into junior high and senior high categories. And the bill was sponsored Act 6724 by Senator Uzi Richards back in 2005. So I was just curious as to if that particular program still exists, because you had to correct me there, because I was thinking Summer Bridge is no modern day Upper Bung, but it's two different.
Yes, two
different ball game altogether.
Both alive and well.
Yeah, okay, that's good. That's good.
Yes, but both through the Center for Student Success.
What's the cap in terms of the number of students?
Whew. Okay, so I
it's a first come, first serve.
It is.
For if someone wanted to be a marine biology student, so everything has to have a cap. I mean, the money ain't endless like that.
So a cap for anything, it does exist. We have pretty good funding for the program. So I will say it like this. because the numbers change every year depending on different situations. I would say apply as if you thought that we didn't have, that we had very, very, very limited space left. Not even limited space left. Because again, you're not only trying to get spaces, or rather, the application itself is not only open to students in the territory. There are also students out of territory who do sign up, because again, it the program itself and the link for the program is on the university website. So anybody that comes on the university website interested in UVI easily sees the program, gets interested, and signs up. Mm-hmm. And they have a time. So I would say, treat it as if there was limited space and apply. Because if we do hit our cap, we do it on a first come, first serve basis. All those who applied first get preferential treatment. We are doing the best that we can to accommodate as many students as possible. But like you said, everything, you know, everything does have a cap. And when we do hit that cap, or if we do hit that cap, everybody that came before that cap, those are the people that will be able to participate. Those that came after the cap that we cannot accommodate, unfortunately, will not be able to participate. And I would hate for one of your young people to be that person that gets locked out of the opportunity because they dragged their feet on something as awesome as Summer Bridge.
No. UVI are making professors available for students during this 5-week window.
Yes, so it is actually instructed by real instructors mm-hmm. from UVI.
Okay.
Again, the reason why that's so awesome is because we're not just bringing any and anybody to prepare you. We have actual professors from the University of the Virgin Islands who are the ones who are teaching the subject area to you. So, you know, who better to prepare you for college level courses than the people who are teaching the college level courses?
That's what we're talking about. Talking with Kanatung from UVI, the Summer Bridge Program, a June 10th to July 12th.
Yes.
5-week program for graduating seniors.
Yes.
Who are looking at potential college life. You actually get a chance to get a feel for what it's like, because sometimes college ain't for everybody. I'm saying, just being real here. And but for those who know that college life is what they want, this is an opportunity to, you know, to see what it's like, so that you could be better prepared for when the real deal starts in August of 2024, right?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else you want to
yes.
put on the record?
So, again, I want to put out there that if you would like the application, you could go to uvi.edu. In the search bar, type in Summer Bridge, and you're able to see the application there. You can also call me if you have any questions. Again, my name is Kiana Tung. I'm the coordinator. You can call me at 340-692-4268. Again, 340-692-4268. Or you can send me an email at kiana.tung@uvi.edu. That's K as in kite, I as in igloo, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, dot T as in Tom, O as in octopus, N as in Nancy, G as in George, E as in elephant at uvi.edu. Or you can talk to the director of the Summer Bridge Program, who is also the assistant director of the Center for Student Success at UVI, Dr. Maria Fleming. You can give her a call as well at 340-692-4183. 340-692-4183. Or send her an email at M as in Maria, F as in flamingo, L as in lion, E as in elephant, M as in Maria, I as in igloo, N as in Nancy at uvi.edu. We'll be happy to answer any questions or address any concerns that you might have.
Ain't got no G in her name? Can you leave out the G there?
She does have a G in her name, but there is no G in her email.
In her email. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Just want to make sure that I want nobody to put yes. in the flaming and...
Yes, no, she has a G in her name, but there's no G in the email. It's spelled like Fleming mm-hmm. with an N at the end. Mm-hmm. And is there any way that I might be able to leave this here in the event that any callers have any questions? They can get the information.
I did, Rachel.
Wonderful. So I'm also leaving a brochure for the program that entails some information from the program and contact information as well here at the station. So that if you guys have any questions, you might not remember, you didn't get to catch the email, didn't get to catch a number, you can call in as well and ask, and they'll be happy to provide that information for you.
And don't forget the thing, F for Franklin is F for Flamingo.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm paying attention. You know what I'm saying?
Good job. Very good.
So thank you very much, Ms. Tung, for joining us this morning. Congrats on the Summer Bridge program for 2024. Don't forget, graduating seniors, June 10th to July 12th. It's a five-week program over at the main campus for the University of Virgin Islands in St. Thomas Dung in the Bourne Field area. And it's a rewarding experience. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank Appreciate you, Mr. It. James, for having us.
Can I have my brochure, please?
Yes, sir.
Continue to promote it. So we're good. Thank you. You got it. So my bridge program 2024, yo. You know what I'm saying? And you can reach out to both Ms. Fleming and Kiana Tung. 340-692-4183. That's Dr. Fleming. And Ms. Tung's 340-692-4283. 6'8". Quickly into that microphone. What year you graduated from University of Miami?
What year I graduated from?
From University of Virgin Islands. I'm sorry.
Oh, year 2020.
2020.
Oh, yes.
So you're a pandemic baby.
I am. I went through my senior year in COVID. It was rough, but it totally worked.
Wow. That's all good. That's what I'm talking about. That's on Kiana Tung. And glad to promote anything that's going to further the ability for our young people to get educated. And so they got community listening sessions on St. Croix. I just got this, but the date done passed already. We got more dates, Randall, because I see a date here for March 25th, but that done gone already. So if we got more dates, it's a chant sponsored event. Come share your perspective, experiences, and aspirations regarding the relationship between the St. Croix community and the National Park Service. Yeah, so this date done pass. So if you got another listening session for St. Croix as relates to the Park Service, let me know what that date is. Okay, we'll take a break. Be back right after this.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, we give you a chance to impress your friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists. You'll be the life of the party or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression and you can thank Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Sometimes you need a moment to just step back, relax, and listen to your favorite song. I'm Raina Duris, and on the next World Cafe, maybe I can help you find something new to love, or maybe remind you of something you've been missing. There's so much music out there to enjoy, so take a moment, take a breath, and tune in to World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.